WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 25 frosty degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. Made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC News. An investigation underway into engines on 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles that can fail.
Honda Pilot and Acura MDX, the Honda Odyssey and Acura TLS, also Honda's Ridgeline, all various years between 2016 and 2020. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration looking into complaints that the engines can fail. The rods that link the pistons to the crankshaft are the problem. So far, 173 owners have reported issues. There's only been one crash with no injuries, no recall. Call notice yet.
ABC Sherry Preston. President Biden took part in his final Veterans Day ceremony as president, laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. He announced an expansion of the number of cancers covered by the PACT Act that helps veterans exposed to toxins while in uniform.
God willing, we will make sure that any rare condition you've developed is covered. We're committed to getting this rule in place by the end of my term.
I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
For today, the forecast calls for high temps to reach 49 degrees, partly cloudy and quiet, southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. For tonight, clouds increase, a low of 34. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy, a 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon Wednesday. And then for Thursday, more clouds than sun, a high of 51. Partly cloudy and pleasant on Friday and 54. Partly cloudy, breezy, and mild on Saturday and 56 degrees. Yesterday, we tapped out at 49 here at the studios. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain, most of the rain coming the night before, actually. This morning, we rise and shine after a midnight reading of 31. Currently, the air is calm, and our reading is 25 degrees. That's how it stacks up weather-wise today, Tuesday, November 12th.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you.
A great way to start the day with Joey and Rory on WRCO from a Hymns That Are Important to Us CD that they put out. So good stuff there. We appreciate them. And we also had Maggie May open up the day officially. The broadcast day can start now as we get going with the national anthem on a day after Veterans Day. And here we are together again, friends. A little frosty out there. I did make way for a few things. I had to move all of June's junk so I could get the vibe in the garage, but didn't have to worry about scraping frost off the windshield this morning. That's good news. But it looks like it's going to be an all right day, and we really can't complain. It's been a nice fall weather-wise. Temps are going to remain up there in that 50 to 55 range. You can't ask for much more this time of year, that's for sure. Regular features coming your way on the old Light in the Milk House show. Thanks for tuning in today.
A one, two, three, four. Well, I busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Old Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rang. Lord, took us all the way to New Orleans. Pulled my old harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. Blowing low while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands. Finally sang up with a song that driving
twice as long. It's hours 48. If every week had 14 days and the nights would not get late. If I could make a month 8 weeks and not cause any trouble, then I could love you twice as much because my love for you would double. I wish the clocks would all slow down, running half their speed. But even having twice the time would not be all I need. There's only 12 months in a year. It needs 12 added to it. Then I could love you twice as much, and twice as much I'd do it. Twice as thick, it's pages 24. I'd have all that extra time that I could love you more. If the weeks per year were 104 instead of 52, then twice as much I'd spend my time just making love to you. I wish the clocks would all slow down, running half their speed. But even having twice the time would not be all I need. There's only 12 months in a year. It needs 12 added to it. Then I could love you twice as much, and twice as much I'd do it. Twice as much I'd do it.
Hank Thompson on the Old Light in the Mill Cow Show, WRCO. It's 5:14. We're at 25 degrees. The Brewer Public Library will host a financial goal-setting workshop with UW Extension educator Sarah Kubiak from 5:30 until 6:30 tonight. This workshop is perfect for anyone looking to take charge of their financial future and create a roadmap for success. It is free and open to all. Refreshments will be provided. Please register ahead of time by contacting the library at 608-647-6444. That event is going on again this evening. The community is invited to enjoy a hot turkey sandwich meal at Park Street Christian Church this Friday from 4 until gone. The cost is $12 and will go toward the stained glass restoration. And the Richland Center American Legion will be taking down flags at the Flag Park coming up Saturday at 10, weather permitting. Those willing to volunteer to help take down flags should arrive at Flag Park by 10 o'clock this coming Saturday. Reminders from our community calendar here on WRCO. Here's Doug Stone.
Time I need to wonder just how much I miss her being gone. And I'm already wishing she was close enough to hold, and her memory's only 14 minutes old. Some big old tears fell from my blue eyes, and I guess they must have been there all along. There's still some coffee in her cup, and it's not even cold, and her memory's only 14 minutes old. Me want her right back in my arms where she belongs, and I'm already missing.
missing times when she was mine to hold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old. Some bigger tears just fell from my blue eyes, and I guess they must have been there all along. There's still some coffee in her cup, and it's not even cold, and her memory's only 15 minutes old.
This Veterans Day and throughout November, we stand united in honoring our veterans. Your dedication and bravery are an inspiration. This announcement is sponsored by Arthur's Supper Club, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Advanced Contracting Solutions, and Right Way Plaza.
Both calves and slaughter cows are steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $400 to $580, with the dairy crossbred beef calves up to $660. Slaughter cows range from 81 to 128, with a few thin, shelly, or questionable health cows lower. At last week Friday's feeder sale, we saw the 4 to 550-pound vaccinated, castrated, and weaned black calves sell from $270 to $295, the corresponding heifers $2 to $265. Yearling weight steers 240 to 277 and a half, with heifers $2 to 247. Crossbred steers and heifers range from 180 to 245. The 5 to 600 pound Holstein steers sold from 180 to 230. Our next Friday feeder sale will be on Friday, November 15th. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401. To set up a time for one of us to come to your farm and give you an idea of what your package of cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area since 1963.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
An update on sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Stevie Mitchell scored 17, and number 15 Marquette capitalized on an early 21-0 run to defeat a pesky Central Michigan team 70-62. Cam Jones and Chase Ross each added 12 points for the Golden Eagles in their win.
From the NBA last night, San Antonio 116, Sacramento 96, Cleveland 119, Chicago 113, Houston over Washington 107-92. Oklahoma City beat the LA Clippers 134-128, and Brooklyn over New Orleans 107-105. The Bucks get back to action this evening as they'll be hosting the Toronto Raptors. On the ice, Montreal 7-5 over Buffalo, Dallas 7, Pittsburgh 1, Philadelphia won a shootout over San Jose 4-3, Calgary 3, Los Angeles 1, Colorado beat Nashville 3-2 in overtime, and Carolina 5, Vegas 2. The Miami Dolphins snapped their three-game losing streak with a gritty 23-15 victory over the Los Angeles Rams. Tyreek Hill caught a short touchdown pass while playing through a wrist injury, and rookie Malik Washington rushed for 18 yards for his first NFL touchdown on the opening possession of a much-needed turnaround game for the beleaguered Dolphins. That's an update on sports today on this Tuesday morning.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
We're at 25 degrees to start the day, 5:23 the time. It is time to officially warm up with today's aerobic polka. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Big Bang Polka with the T-Bones here on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Just ahead of farm news and markets coming up in just a little bit here today. This is Don Gibson on the Milk Cow Show.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But
but I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me. Ba-dee-ha-ba-ba. She's out of fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so, and brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues, forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from
stars up above you. There never will be any other. I love you forever and ever. The sun may stop shining in heaven, the salty old sea may run dry, the man in the moon may stop smiling, oh, but I'll always be by your side. Forever and ever I'll love you, I swear by the stars up above you. There never will be any other. I love you forever and ever. Ever will kiss me, no other heart ever will miss me. I love you forever and ever. Forever and ever I love you, I swear by the stars up above you. There never will be any other. I love you forever and ever.
Buck Owens and his son, Buddy Allen, and I'll love you forever and ever. It is 25 degrees. We're looking at highs about, we're probably going to double that today, up near 50 degrees. Southeast winds will be between 5 and 12 miles per hour. Clouds increase tonight, a low of 34. Wednesday, mainly cloudy and breezy, a 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon, a high of 51. Currently in Richland Center, as mentioned, we have a little bit of a breeze around 2 miles per hour from the east-northeast, and it's 25 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
What will potential new tariffs mean for agriculture? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Make next year's harvest your best yet with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn, which delivers long-lasting protection against above-ground insects and superior flexibility and weed control. The soybean and corn futures markets are taking a wait-and-see attitude toward trade policy changes under the second Trump administration. Brownfield Commodity Market reporter John Perkins has more.
Allendale's chief strategist Rich Nelson tells Brownfield there are more questions right now than answers about tariffs.
We obviously understand there's a lot of campaign rhetoric, which suggests a lot of trade disruptions and tariff talk. We're not quite sure how much of that would actually be realistic.
Nelson says one potential tariff could be favorable to domestic soybean crush demand.
U.S. Ag would like to say, well, let's talk some bullish discussions with soybeans with possibly some tariffs reining in imports of cooking oil into the U.S.
Nelson says it'll be quite some time until either of those scenarios comes to fruition. I'm John Perkins on Brownfield.
An agronomist says with commodity prices so low, farmers are looking for more ways to lower crop production costs in 2025. Scott Roundtree with Pioneer in Wisconsin says corn acreage in his state stays consistent because of the dairy industry's need for silage, but growers focused on grain are looking for ways to be profitable. Roundtree says, like every year, start with the basics.
Know your cost of production for the 2025 year and then, you know, take advantage of opportunities to sell some grain if you're a grain farmer, make some profitable sales, and then figure out areas of the budget where you can cut.
Roundtree says growers should be careful when cutting inputs to save money.
Start to trim the things off the top that, you know, might not be the 5, 10, 20 bushel type factors. Maybe there's certain things like fungicide use or biological product you might be testing out on all your acres in 2024. Maybe there's not room in the budget in 25.
And Roundtree says some things never change.
We don't want to be cutting good things like hybrid variety genetics, things like base soil fertility and pH. Keep those, all those things in line. You can still raise a pretty darn good crop.
Roundtree says the milder weather is also allowing farmers to get more field work like manure application and soil testing done, giving them a better understanding of where fertility adjustments can be made to save money. A global grain merchandiser is encouraged by an uptick in U.S. corn and soybean exports. CHS's CEO Jay Deberton says foreign demand has slowly trended higher.
North American grain results were more challenged, largely due to export volumes earlier this year being particularly light. And we felt that being an export company. Volumes are picking up right now, and that's great to see.
Deverton says this is the time of year when U.S. corn and soybean exports are typically in high demand. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle markets were quiet Monday and cash hogs were mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Livestock Update. Pretty typical day yesterday for the direct cash cattle markets as buyers and sellers just got a look at this week's show list. And those ready numbers do look mixed, higher in Texas, lower in Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska, with widespread trade not expected until the back half of the week. Last week's live trade was mostly at 187, with dress trade mostly at 294, both $3 lower than the week before. Formula totals were mixed, up in Nebraska, down in Kansas and Texas, and trade volume was at least somewhat lower in all three states. At the Sioux Falls Regional Cattle Auction in South Dakota, compared to the previous week, steer and heifer calves had a higher undertone after the previous week's limited test. Yearling steers were 5 to 10 lower, and yearling heifers were 4 to 6 lower. USDA says demand was very good for steer and heifer calves, with plenty of feeder cattle producers in attendance, while yearling demand was moderate to good, with long strings of steers and heifers and full and multiple load lots with heavier flesh. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 850 to 900 pounds reported at 241 to 249. Fleshy steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds brought 219 to 238. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 450 to 550 pounds range from 280 to 327. 650 to 750 pound heifers sold from 247 to 265. With light to moderate movement, choice box beef was up 28 cents at $308.21 and select was 265 higher at $281.84. The estimated cattle slaughter of 112,000 head was down 8,000 on the week and just about 12,500 on the year. Cash hogs were mixed with light to moderate closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets and a slow start to the week. Buyer demand could be limited, though, by ongoing inconsistencies in the wholesale market, even if some are short-bought and in need of supplies. National Direct did close $1.85 higher with an average of $83.52, and with no recent comparison, Iowa Southern Minnesota averaged $83.92 and the Western Corn Belt averaged $83.88. Midwest butcher hog markets were $3 lower at $60. Pork closed 92 cents lower at $101.46. Butts, ribs, and hams were down while bellies dropped more than $11, canceling out gains in loins and picnics. The estimated hog slaughter of 458,000 head was down 31,000 on the week and just over 15,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $3 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower, looking at generally favorable crop weather in South America. January beans were down 8 at 10.22 and a quarter. March was 8 and a quarter lower at 10.35 and a quarter. December corn was down a penny at 4.30. March was 1 and 1 half lower at 4.42 and 3 quarters. Live cattle were steady to firm ahead of this week's direct business. December did hold at 183.70 and February was up 7 at 185.37. With that lower move in corn, January feeders were up 82 at 242.25. And hogs were mostly higher on demand expectations. December lean was up $1.35 at $81.77, and February was $1.10 higher at $85.92. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Feral pigs can be a hazard to your health and to your livestock's health. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As feral pigs continue to spread across portions of the U.S., you do well to keep your distance from them. In Texas, where the feral pig population is estimated at 2.5 million head, Brent Moore is a regional veterinarian with the Texas Department of State Health Services.
And when we think of biosecurity measures on farm operations, we're thinking of farm-to-farm transition of pathogens, and we also work to keep the animals inside the property. But we don't oftentimes manage effectively keeping wildlife populations from getting into the farm operations.
Moore says feral pigs can carry zoonotic diseases, which can transmit to humans and, of course, to other livestock. You may not know if your farm animals have been in contact with them.
When you go to your doctor, let them know that you work in an environment where you can be exposed to these organisms. These are diseases that aren't super common, but they're probably underdiagnosed and not recognized as frequently as they could be because of a lack of knowledge of being exposed to these organisms.
For additional resources on protecting yourself and your farm operation, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange, a family-owned auction business, hosts the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning at 9. This week's sale is all beef and new crop yearling cattle only, featuring red-hided cattle and accepting all breeds of beef. No Holsteins at this auction. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all across the country. Remember, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning at 8:30. For more information on all sales, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
More people are drinking milk. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The National Milk Producers Federation says fluid milk consumption was up slightly between June and August, going against a decades-long consumer trend. Their latest dairy market report shows August fluid milk consumption was 1.6% higher than August of 2023, and year-to-date consumption rose 0.7% between January and the end of August. The Federation says consumption of yogurt, butter, and other than American-type cheese consumption also went up from June through August. Overall production of raw milk fell during that period. A dairy economist is encouraged by the recent sale of Yoplait yogurt and associated brands in the U.S. and Canada. General Mills sold Yoplait's U.S. operations to Lactalis and the Canadian operation to Sodiaal. Mary Ledman with Rabobank tells Brownfield the purchase is a good fit for the brands. Ledman says along with moving products like Yoplait, Liberty, Go-Gurt, Wee, and Mountain High to a family-owned dairy company, Lactalis could expand its North American product offerings.
I see this as a real opportunity to bring some of these products that exist in South America and Europe that we've never seen on shelves in North America.
Ledman says Lactalis is by far the world's largest dairy company, which had more than $30 billion U.S. dollars in revenue last year. Cash dairy prices were lower except for non-fat dry milk Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey prices down a half cent at 62.5, three sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down a penny, 171, just one sale. Cheese barrels down 8 cents at 168 and 3 quarters with two sales. Butter down half cent to 264.5, no sales. Non-fat dry milk was up 1.25 cents at 140 with eight sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
Today's high temp will reach around 50 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy and quiet. Southeast winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Clouds will increase tonight, a low of 34. Wednesday, highs in the low 50s with a 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon. Thursday, more clouds than sun, a high of 51. Friday, partly cloudy and pleasant, and a high of 54. The air is calm right now in Richland Center following the midnight mark of 31, and we've been as low as 23 this morning. Right now it is 26 degrees. Lighten the Milk Cow Show coming your way on a Tuesday, November 12th. Here's Merle Haggard.
Each night I leave the bar room when it's over. Tonight your memory found me. much too sober. Couldn't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Tonight the bottle let me down and let your memory come around. The one true friend I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle let me down. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to. And I'm hurting in an old familiar way. Tonight the bottle let me down.
Ever understood the way I feel. Maria, you're the only one to me that was ever real. And yet you bid me go, because inside your heart you know I cannot stay. But keep a light in your window burning, little girl, I'm coming home someday. Maria, if I only had the power to turn back the hands of time, I'd spread my wings around you, and little girl, I'd make you mine. 'Cause all you ever wanted was to love me in your plain and honest way. So keep a light in your window burning, little girl, I'm coming back someday. Oh, Maria, you gave me the precious gift of love that I have never known. And then you kiss me gently, but when I open up my eyes, you were gone. And now I'm gonna lose the only good thing that ever came my way. So keep a light in your window burning, little girl, I'm coming back someday. Keep a light in your window burning, little girl, I'm coming back someday.
Marty Robbins on WRCO and a song called Maria. We're heading toward weather with the expert, Mr. Tony Schumacher. He'll stop by to let us know what we think. But boy, a sneak preview, the weather for the weekend sounds really delightful there, with temps in the mid to upper 50s for which will now be the latter part of November, which is hard to understand that we're moving that fast, but that is the case. So that's coming up for the weekend, and Tony has more in a little bit. We're at 26 degrees at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Here's Vince Gill.
Giving thanks. And today we express our deepest gratitude to veterans whose sacrifices ensure our way of life. This message has been sponsored by Tri-County Building Supply, Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. The winning combo of football and Thanksgiving kicked off way before there was anything called the NFL. According to History.com, the first Thanksgiving football game was a college match between Yale and Princeton in 1876, only 13 years after President Lincoln made Thanksgiving a national holiday. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by Joan Chevrolet. Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, a chilly morning across the region as temperatures dipped into the upper 20s and low 30s. We should rebound up above normal, though, this afternoon by a few degrees with at least some partial sun. Looks like tomorrow, though, much cloudier as a weather system slides in from the west. The brunt of the rain from it, though, will hold just south and west of our area through the daylight hours tomorrow. Trending toward wetter conditions by tomorrow evening. That could last into daybreak Thursday. Right now, the rain amounts look to stack up to be about a tenth or two-tenths of an inch in our area, heavier over far eastern Wisconsin, where they could see up to a half inch. That will gradually move away, but still some clouds lingering for Thursday. We do have a better chance of sunshine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday mixed in, so that'll be nice, and temperatures will continue to run above normal by at least 10 degrees. We're carefully watching the situation for next week. Looks like a large storm system could come into the middle of the country toward Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have to wait and see how that pans out, but definitely check in for updates. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy and quiet with a high of 49. Southeast wind up to 10. Clouds increasing tonight, low at 34. Tomorrow mainly cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon. High 51 with a southeast wind 10 to 15. Wednesday night, periods of light rain, low 49, and Thursday, more clouds and sun, high at 51. As we head into Friday, partly cloudy and pleasant, low 36 with a high of 54. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, low 34 with a high of 56. Sunday, mixed skies, breezy and still mild, low 41 with highs in the mid-50s. Monday, increasing clouds, low at 33 with a high of 53. Chance of light rain coming in for Monday nights. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently, it is 26 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday, we tapped out at 49. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain. The record high for November 12th goes back to 19.